Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that old school bell, you know to get your Bible. And this time, turn to Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to be looking at those first three verses that we were looking at the close of our last class and continue on with this study of the prophecies that speak of God's missionary message. That is, that it has been God's plan all along for the gospel to go into all the world, and the prophets told of that. We'll look at Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3 in just a moment. While you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m. on Sundays, followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're being led through this study of the Bible by the Sunday school notes that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of many years ago. And this is a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of October the 28th, 1923. Now the text we're looking at this time is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. I'll read it again to remind us. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah is upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And nations that come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And we were talking about how Christ is the one who would shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Thus says Luke, in Luke 78 and 79, but also said Matthew. In Matthew chapter 4, let me read to you, beginning in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 12, and I'll read down through verse 17. Now when he heard that John was delivered up, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt at Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, toward the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people that sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them that sat in the region and shadow of death, to them did light spring up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This glory of Jehovah, Isaiah sees this as present, but verse 2 speaks of it as future. The darkness which shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, refers to the state of the Gentiles. Paul calls Christians of both Jews and Gentiles saints of light, delivered from the power of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. To this light the nation shall come, which means salvation of the Gentiles, and kings to the brightness of thy glory, means that kings will accept the gospel of Christ. We read on down, where verse 11 declares that men may bring unto thee, that is, this house of God's glory, his church, the wealth of the nations, and their kings led captive. And then we are to read the beautiful and wonderful language and glorious pictures of the whole chapter, the eternal excellency, a joy of many nations. This has been fulfilled since Christ has come, since the gospel has been preached to all nations, and since many Gentiles as well as Jews have become Christians. I think because of all the things said about what we read in Isaiah chapter 60, that it would be good for us to read the entire chapter. If you will at this time, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60. And listen to the beautiful language of this old prophet. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples, but Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the nation shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 4. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be carried in the arms. Then thou shalt see and be radiant, and thy heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned unto thee, and the wealth of the nations shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praises of Jehovah. All the flocks of Chedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall be ministering to thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves for their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, for the name of Jehovah thy God, and the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 10. And foreigners shall build upon thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy on thee. Thy gates also shall open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the wealth of the nations, and their kings led captive. For that nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the palace of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious, and the sons of them that afflict thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Jehovah, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 15. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man passes through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many nations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the nations, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, Jehovah, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for the stones iron. And I also will make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, desolation nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but Jehovah will be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for Jehovah will be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteousness. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, Jehovah, will hasten it in its time. Now with that, we're going to turn from the prophet Isaiah to the prophet Jonah. You probably remember Jonah most because of the book of Jonah and the story of Jonah and the whale. And we're going to be looking at that and part of that story as we continue in this lesson about these prophecies about how God cared about the Gentile nations and was going to send salvation to them. But let me tell you some more things about Jonah. Jonah was sent to Nineveh as a missionary. Well, Nineveh was a Gentile city. The name Jonah means dove. Jonah was one of the minor prophets. And these minor prophets are so-called minor because they're small. The written prophecies are small. We have major writings in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and Daniel. But then there's a number of prophets that wrote small sections, and Jonah is one of those small, and so it's minor compared to those major. But he was no less important than any of the major prophets. He was the son of Amittai, of the town of Gath-Hepher, in the land of Zebulun. And we read about that both in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1, but also in 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse 25. Joseph, Jonah, prophesied that Jeroboam the second would restore the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath on the north to the Dead Sea on the south. In 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse 25, he was a contemporary of the prophet Hosea and of the prophet Amos. Christ refers to Jonah as a prophet, and of his being 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly as a type of the burial and resurrection of the Son of Man. We read in Matthew chapter 12, 38 through 41, "Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here." He also referred to Jonah in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. It says, "When the multitudes were gathered together unto him," and that is unto Jesus, "then he," that's Jesus, "began to say, This generation is an evil generation, for it seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of Jonah. For even as Jonah became a sign unto the Ninevites, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation." You see, Jonah was sent to prophesy to the Ninevites, and he didn't want to go. And as a result, he was swallowed by this great fish. But after 3 days and nights, that fish regurgitated him up on the shore, and he went. And that story of Jonah being brought forth out of that fish was demonstration and witness to those Ninevites that Jonah was a prophet of God, and hence they heeded his words. And so also Jesus would be crucified and buried 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And he would come forth. And that would show us that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. There are many that laugh about the story of Jonah and the great fish as though it was some kind of a fairy tale. But when Jesus spoke of Jonah, he spoke of it as something that really did occur and gave it historical credibility, and then compared his own resurrection to that of Jonah. I tell you, we have to be careful when we start ridiculing what the Bible says. We are talking about the Word of God, and there may be things we do not understand nor can comprehend, but that's not God's problem. That is our problem. And we're to humble ourselves before the Bible and believe every word, for they are given to us that we might have faith. And it is obvious that Jesus believed these Old Testament stories. And so we may well say, if that was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.